You've tuned in to the Lovely Travels podcast, where we talk about all things travel and adventure. My name is Emma Lovell, also known as Lovely. I have a mission to visit every UN-recognised country in the world, all 195 of them, while raising awareness for mental health. Join me as we revisit some of my past adventures, speak to fellow travellers, chat with fascinating locals, and even take the show on the road from time to time. I'll also be joined soon by my co-pilot, Darius, in Germany. Make sure to join in the adventure by following me on Instagram at Lovely Travels. You can join our Facebook group, also called Lovely Travels, and learn more about us at the website, www.lovelytravels.com. But for now, it's listening time. Travel vicariously along with us.
Hi everyone. Hello Emma. It's the Lovely Travels podcast.
Hello. Another week, another country.
Another country. Emma, you sound so clear and vibrant.
I have a wonderful new microphone courtesy of Darius.inc.
Darius.inc. I just thought my ear cleaning has finally fruited.
No, it is the microphone and my wonderful new setup. So enjoy with your listening ears, everyone.
Enjoy it. How are you, Em?
I'm well. I'm excited to talk about our next country. We've had lots of lovely interviews lately, but I love getting back to the country list and feeling like we're moving through the bucket. Bucket list.
The bucket list. And what is... I mean, everyone who's clicked on this episode already knows what we're talking about.
Just roll on to the next episode. So,
our binge listeners.
Surprise, we are in New Zealand this week.
That's right. The land of the long white cloud.
Is that real?
The New Zealand name for New Zealand, like the Maori name, which is something with something like that, means land of the long white cloud.
Well, that's lovely. That kind of makes sense. Is that the shape of the country or is that because there's lots of lovely clouds in the sky?
Aotearoa. There we go.
Aotearoa.
I don't know. I don't speak Maori very well.
I can say something in Maori. I sing say kia ora.
Kia ora.
Means hello, welcome, kia ora. And then we should
kia ora, everyone.
Let's nose touch our microphones. Yeah, we did. So on the UN recognized list for me, New Zealand is number 6. I've been to it's number 6.
Sorry, what number?
6. Sucks. Socks. Sorry. We're in New Zealand now, so we have to say sucks. You have to change the way you say your vowels when you go to New Zealand.
You don't have to.
We probably should stop mocking our dear lovely friends over the ditch. Number 8 overall for me. So I went when I was 16 in high school. You probably bought chocolate off me and funded my trip, actually. Do you remember?
Probably. I remember the fundraising. You always had plaster, cardboard boxes of Freddo frogs and stuff.
I should have had arms of steel after that, carrying around a couple of kilos of chocolate every single day for months on end. I sold $1,600 worth of chocolate to cover what was, I think, a $2,500 trip. My lovely parents paid for the rest. And I went on a 16-day trip to New Zealand with my water polo.
That's right. Maybe. You know, I always wanted to play water polo, but my horse just doesn't like water.
Oh, God. Can we put a sound effect in there, like, what?
Or like thunderous applause.
Or like, yes, I used to play water polo in high school and I was in year 10. I was 16, we went on this wonderful trip over to New Zealand and I went all the way up from the South Island up to the North Island and got to see actually a lot of the country and we got to do homestays, so got to meet lovely locals and it was really funny because we always thought we had the upper hand. Australia and New Zealand have quite the rivalry. Definitely New Zealand probably gets more annoyed with being called Australian than Australians get annoyed with being called New Zealand. But we make all these jokes about the Kiwis. That's our nickname for the New Zealand people. Mm-hmm. And when we got over there, they had all these jokes about Australians. And we were like, what? No, it doesn't go that way. We laugh at you. You don't. Why are you laughing at us? It was quite the culture shock.
And that was the first time you went when you were 16.
Yeah, yeah.
I actually beat you there. I'm trying to remember. It's like 20 years ago. It must have been like 12, 13-ish, something around there. And my mum and my auntie Barbara and the kid from up the street, Sean, shout out to Sean, we travelled around the North Island in a camper van for like 2 weeks.
Oh, it's such a good place, you know, top tip. We haven't got there yet, but top tip, road trip is a great way to see New Zealand. It's just beautiful 100%. Country. Just, yeah, really, really lovely, different scenery, very scenic, very nice just to look at out the window.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's funny, I don't know, there's kind of this mixed thing in Australia where some people, because it's like 2 hours flight, so it's our nearest overseas neighbour, you know, for some people it's their first overseas experience. But for other people living in Australia, a lot of people haven't been, I think because they think that New Zealand is too much like Australia, so they want to go somewhere, I'm going to put in quotation marks, foreign or
exotic.
Exotic. Well, even though we have similarities in that we're neighbours, New Zealand's culture is different to our own. The landscapes are different to our own. It's very naturally rich and beautiful. The pure New Zealand ads, they nail it. It's absolutely stunning. It just makes you want to get there. And then, you know, the indigenous culture of the Māori people, which New Zealand has done probably one of the best jobs in the world of integrating and incorporating and acknowledging the indigenous people and the knowledge of all New Zealanders about the Māori history, the language, symbolism. I think it's so well done. I think they're such a leader in that respect.
Yeah, I noticed that as well. I've been back since. And it's so like, so unambiguous that like the cultures are like intermeshed in daily life. Like it's really nice.
It is. It's beautiful. Like the words and names of places and even like kia ora, people just will say it. And I just think one of the places I went that I loved was the Te Papa Museum in Wellington. And that was such a great place to learn about the history and everything. But it just, there seems to be a real acceptance, and I'm sure there's still some challenges in places, but they did very well. I'm going to have to check my history here. They have some form of a treaty or agreement that they came to, and it, you know, they kind of moved forward together.
Must be all the women in power over there.
Yes, Jacinda Ardern, wonderful, wonderful. I mean, they've had female prime ministers in the past too. That's kind of been commonplace for a while, but my gosh, she's doing well as a leader. There's a lot of people wanting to move to New Zealand at the moment.
it is a place. I mean, they have super fast internet. They have like, they, I don't know, it's a beautiful country. I think it's a good place to live. Well, I can imagine it's a good place to live.
Well, fun fact, Queenstown, New Zealand is on my top 5 places in the world, which is a pretty big call.
It's a fun fact. I have a fun fact.
I would live there in a heartbeat.
My fun fact is that bats are the only native mammals in New Zealand. Every other mammal was introduced.
Oh, even possums?
Every other mammal. Well, okay.
Is a possum a mammal or a marsupial? No, it's not a marsupial.
Depends on the possum. I don't know. Do they have possums?
Yes, they do. And they think they're pests, I think. Whereas in Australia, we like possums.
Oh, they can be a bit pesty in Australia too.
I like them. They're very cute. For those not living in Australia, there's a few different types of possums, but a possum here, you've got a brush tail or a ring tail, and the brush tails look like big cats, ratty cats, but fuzzy ratty cats, and the ring tails look more like rats with a long ringy tail, but cuter. Not like the horrible possums in America with their like big bitey pointy teeth.
I call the big one Bitey.
Can't believe I accidentally did a Simpsons reference. My God. Whoops. So how many times have you been back again since you were?
Yeah. I went back in 2018, I believe, when I visited Australia, and I helped the Major Projects Foundation. Big shout out to the Major Projects Foundation. You can check them out online. I helped them. They bought a boat a ship off the New Zealand Navy, and we spent a week in Auckland on the Navy base getting to know the ship. And then we shipped it back. Well, we didn't ship it. We drove it back. Sailed it back. That's the word. Sailed it back from Auckland to Newcastle, Australia, which took another week.
I actually forgot that, even though you came to my house afterwards.
Yeah.
And it's kind of was a major big deal. That was very cool.
It was very cool. And so, I was back in New Zealand then. So pretty much just in Auckland. It was very full on week getting to know the inside and out of this, 30-year-old military ship. And then our maiden voyage, the maiden voyage after we took it from the Navy, we went up to the Bay of Islands and spent a night there, which brings me to one of my favorite places in the world, which is the Bay of Islands in New Zealand.
I have not been. I hear wonderful things. So tell us.
Very pretty, very pretty. It's a Bay of Islands.
It's as it says. Like, I love a place that delivers on the description.
Bay of Islands. Actually, on my first trip when I was in New Zealand, we went snorkeling with dolphins there in 2-degree water, which is also burned into my mind. It was pretty cool. it's really beautiful. It's so peaceful. It's amazing nature and just all these different islands in this bay. It's just super nice, super nice.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I feel like I've been 4 times, but I think that's also a lie. I've been 3 times. So I went again in 2010. So first visit 2003, second visit 2010 for a girls' ski trip. It's my first I had been on ski trips with school. I'd been with uni friends. I'd been to uni games. It felt like my first adult ski holiday. Oh, that's a lie. I went on a group holiday, but it was the first organized trip with two girlfriends. We went out for dinners. We went out for drinks. We drove ourselves to the snow. And, we stayed in Queenstown. Absolutely beautiful. And then my third trip was in 2015 for a wedding in Dunedin. And that was
Dunedin.
Yeah, absolutely beautiful. I'd been there before with when I went on the water polo tour, but I went with my beloved now husband, and we actually went to a castle, Dunedin Castle. That's funny. We had a question that we thought was palace, but we haven't been to a palace. I've been to a place, and the Dunedin Castle was just gorgeous. It's a really
So I've yet to visit the South Island, which is the spectacular one, I hear.
I've been to the South Island more. So when we did the water polo tour, we got the ferry over to Wellington from Christchurch. Mm. And then which is a horrible crossing. We had to wait, the ferry was delayed, and then we ended up, a lot of us, on the floor, because it's the best place to be, closer to the movement of the ship. So a lot of us laying on the floor for the 4 hour or whatever it was crossing, because that is notoriously a strong weather channel, but also Wellington is notoriously wet.
Right.
Like, you should have your Wellingtons in Wellington.
Hey.
And then we went to, well, from there, oh, we went to Rotorua. And
I've been to Rotorua.
Auckland, and we went to, what I want to say, Waitomo Caves.
Oh, I don't know.
I feel like it's Waitomo. It's where the glowworms are. And I saw a rabbit being sheared, which is one of the weirdest things I've ever seen in my life. And it was etched into my memory. And I laughed, and the woman didn't really appreciate that. But I was like, come on. Like, you've got a little rabbit tied by its paws, like strung up like you're putting it on a rotisserie, and you're shearing it.
No.
Yeah.
Was it dead? Was
an Angora rabbit. No, it was an Angora rabbit. They have big, beautiful, long hair that they like you would shear a sheep or a goat. If you want to learn more about sheep shearing, head to episode 24 with Millie. But if you want to hear about rabbit shearing, this is where we're at. It was very bizarre.
Did you know that New Zealand has a SPP of 9?
I don't know what SPP is.
SPP is the sheep per person number.
We have more sheep, but they have a higher ratio of sheep to person.
Well, I assume so. I have not got the Australian SPP by hand.
Yeah, because we always pay them out, and they're like, guys, you've actually got more sheep than us.
But I think it's the ratio. It's the ratio. We will not tell any rude jokes.
But it's rude, but it's a funny New Zealand rude. Okay, we won't make fun of New Zealand. We love you, New Zealand. I'm just going to get roasted back in the comments, I think.
Oh, yeah, I just think it's a nice place to visit. They're not funny or anything.
It's a little funny sometimes.
It is a little funny. And after spending the week at the Navy base talking with all the Navy guys, like, I sounded a little bit New Zealand myself.
Well,
just slip into it.
When we first got there, it was like our first night or second night, and we went for fish and chips. And
yes.
We were waiting for our dinner to come, and this girl walks out and she goes, table 10, your fish and chops are ready. And I just went, can you please say that again? She just glared at me and walked into the back room, and I was just like, all my dreams have been made. I was like, New Zealand, took.
Took. But they love it. They have those series of ads about the, you know, the duck. And
I was watching Michael McIntyre, and he was his new special on Netflix. He's a very funny comedian. And he was talking about how he loved going to New Zealand, and that he arrived at a hotel and they told him that he could go up to the sixth floor, and they had a big dick there.
Yeah.
He was like, oh, you mean the sixth floor where there is a deck for the pool? And he's like, what type of hotel is this? A big dick on the sixth floor. I was like, what? On the sixth floor, what? Very rude. This is not for little ears, this podcast.
What would you say is the best time to visit New Zealand?
Well, I love the snow, so I would say winter.
Right.
So
it is chilly, though. It is
chilly.
Oh, geographically.
Oh, my God, that's the best. We're not at that section yet, but the best word is that we call, some people would call it an ice box. We call it
a cooler.
Or a cooler box where you put your drinks and food to the things to get them cool. They call it a chilly bin.
Chilly bin.
And I'm just that is so good. It's so chilly. It's so chilly in the bin. I love the snow. So I've been in July twice, and it's very fresh and crisp, but it's also very beautiful. I went in April. It was also quite chilly down in down there. So I think if you want it a bit warmer, I'd probably say you need to go around March or November or something. I don't know if it gets quite as hot as Australia.
I doubt it. It's actually it has the southernmost capital in the world.
In the Cargill?
Wellington is the capital.
Sorry. I thought you meant the southernmost, like, town. Because Matt
It's
nearly got a job in Invercargill, so that's why I know where it is.
Wellington is the southernmost. And it's one of the three closest countries to Antarctica, along with Argentina and Chile.
Yes. So if you wish to go to Argentina, to Antarctica, you can get there from there, I believe. But generally, the most accepted route is to go via Argentina. I haven't yet been myself, so can't say, and won't be able to do that episode for another 7 years, friends, because I'm planning to go there for my 40th. So,
to Argentina?
No, Antarctica. I might get to Argentina before, but Antarctica, and that's predominantly because it is very expensive and I need to save my money. But, yeah, anyway, New Zealand. I would say if you like the snow, July. If you don't, maybe March or November.
It doesn't snow everywhere in New Zealand.
Not too warm.
It's not going to snow on the North Island, I don't think.
No, but it still gets bloody chilly. Even in April, I remember it being quite cool. We were wearing jumpers and stuff even when we were in Rotorua. But not when we went to the hot springs in Rotorua. Oh, did you do that, natural hot springs?
I did.
Oh, smells just, I mean, I literally woke up one morning and threw up in Rotorua. This smell, because it's a natural, what is it?
Well, it's a volcanic, geyser.
Yeah. So you can go and see the geysers. There's natural hot pools. There's like places that are probably a bit more commercial. You can go and they've got like the mud and you can put like the mud all over you and all that sort of stuff. But the smell is next level.
Oh, it's very, there's sulfuric. like a lot of sulfuric and other volcanic minerals.
I couldn't quite cope. Just in the morning. I was fine after a while, but just I woke up in the morning and was just like, I would totally go again, but I have not rushed back. And the other thing I loved doing there was the Māori village, going to that.
My first trip is so long ago, it's hard for me to remember. I remember once because we were in the van or in the camper van, we like drove all day and got to a campsite. We were like, oh, we need to eat something. Like, oh, there's a fish and chip shop up the road. I remember walking like 2 hours to get there, and we were tired and hungry and miserable, and we had to walk for hours just to get these fish and chips. And then it was like, God damn it, we have to walk all the way back.
Was it worth it?
It was just good to eat from memory. I think New Zealand has a thing where you don't need, like, you can camp almost anywhere. Right? You don't need to think you can like just sleep in your van on just random parking lots and stuff.
I haven't done it, so I can't say.
We parked the car at this parking lot and didn't realize the next morning that it was Sunday markets like on this parking lot. And instead of like calling the police or whatever, New Zealand market goers and people with stalls just like put up their stuff around our camper van. So when we woke up in the morning, we were just in the middle of these markets. And they were super nice. Like they gave us coffee and stuff and like they just worked around us. It wasn't a bad experience. It was just really weird.
Oh my God. That's kind of cool. Yeah. Like the shop's coming to you.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you've had an experience where you had to like trek for your food and then you've had an experience where it's like door to door.
Basically, it's like breakfast you didn't order.
Not farm to table, market to door.
market, car park to van.
Well, just back on your point about the where I asked if it was like the best meal ever. It was Waitomo Caves that I went to, so I got it right. That was where we did black water rafting, which was totally incredible. And black water rafting is where, quite different to white water rafting, it's much more gentle. But essentially it's pitch black. It's quite very, very cold. So we were wearing like really thick wetsuits and you're kind of just like in these rings, you know, the floating
tubes and mm-hmm. you're floating through these caves and then you see the glowworms.
Right.
And you sort of, you don't know where, whether you're going to like dip down at any point or you have to go through something. Oh, wow. And it's, yeah, it's really fun. But absolutely freezing. And then after we'd come out of the caves, we had to like walk for what felt like kilometers, probably wasn't, but in these wetsuits, which were thick and heavy and cold.
Yeah.
We got back and you're just so cold. You just want to get warm. And they had tomato soup and bagels. And I swear it's still one of the best meals I've ever had in my life. Just circumstantially, like probably had better bagels, probably had better tomato soup, but just we were so needed something. And it just, oh, it was so delicious. I just have never been so grateful for food.
Yeah. Yeah, I have a similar sort of experience with cheese sandwiches after bushwalking in the rain. Just the most basic, just a bread roll with a piece of cheese on it. And it was just like, oh, my God, this is the best.
Yes, but I absolutely recommend the Waitomo Caves and the Blackwater Rafting. That was a super cool experience. And so grateful, like, what they included on our tour. I don't know who planned it, the school, I guess, and they must have partnered with people in New Zealand, but it was just an incredible experience. We ended up in Auckland, enjoyed being in the city, got myself a piece of jade, which is very sort of generally I did the wrong thing though. I bought it with money given to me, but a jade is actually meant to be gifted to you, and I actually lost it. And they sort of said that's because it wasn't given to you in the right way. So it's meant to be given to you. Yeah.
Okay. Well, if anyone has any jade kicking about, you can give it to Emma.
But yeah, they come in different shapes and they mean different things. So like there's one that means friendship, and there's a hook that means, oh, what does it mean? Good luck, and I don't know.
Fan of pirates.
Yeah. But it's beautiful, and it's the Maori people generally have a big piece of jade that they might wear as a necklace, and again different shapes and things, and they're generally given to them by a family member, and they signify kind of special time in their life, and they're really check out the jade when you're there. The other thing I really liked was the power shell. So you see a lot of power shell. It's the, like, looks like a rainbow design, sort of a marbled rainbow design. And so it comes out of a shell.
PowerShell for, like, Windows server admin and stuff.
What?
No, never mind. You can Google it, PowerShell. It's like
P-A-U-A-U, PowerShell. I'm Googling it, guys. P-A-U-A. PAUA shell. It's really beautiful, absolutely beautiful. And they use it a lot over there. So they're saying it's like an abalone shell.
Yeah. No, PowerShell is a programming language, you use on Windows to, like, automate stuff.
I prefer the rainbow. Pretty jewelry. Thank you. My beautiful earrings.
Quality content. On the Lovely Travels podcast.
The other thing that you would see a lot of, as we kind of referenced earlier, sheep per person, is there's heaps of sheep products. So if you're going to buy UGG boots, if you're going to buy like a wool-lined jacket or something like that, or a wool hat, we saw various fun wool hats, get them in New Zealand. A lot of lanolin products, a lot of – not trying to take business away from Millie, who, again, we had on last week, but, a huge, huge part of their exports is their sheep products.
Yeah, also like just agriculture products in general. Like there's a lot of high quality meats and stuff that comes out of New Zealand. And
lamb.
New Zealand lamb is pretty spectacular.
We've tried to play because we were on buses quite a lot when we did our tour. We tried to play the spot the animal, and you do the noise of the animal. And the game got pretty boring pretty quick. So it was like, bah, 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 bah. Oh, moo. 3 hours later, bah, bah.
Did you know there are no snakes in New Zealand? None at all.
Isn't that an island thing? not a...
Australia's an island. It's full of snakes.
No, Ireland. Ireland. Ah. All the snakes went out of Ireland.
I don't know.
As if there's no snakes in New Zealand. I call BS on that.
Okay. Okay.
You if you're in New Zealand, please let us know about the...
Send us a picture of your snake, bro.
Please, I don't know if we want to do that. Did you, while you were there, I guess you might have been a bit young, but New Zealand is quite famous for adventure sports. Did you do any adventurous things while you were there?
Oh, you mean apart from sailing a military boat from Auckland to Newcastle?
That's a very unique. That's not something that our listeners could do.
Okay.
Well, maybe you can. I'd love to hear if you did.
Sure. Get in touch with the Major Projects Foundation. They will hook you up. Ship
that you would like to take to Newcastle? No, so a lot of in the South Island and around Queenstown, it's just this adventure place. There's
canyons. I haven't been to the South Island.
Yeah, I did I did the shot over boat, which is like it goes through where looks like what Lord of the Rings was filmed. There were parts of Lord of the Rings. That's a fun thing to do in New Zealand too. It's just basically you're just walking around going, where's Gandalf? Where's the hobbits? Like, it was definitely filmed there. And they're like, no, it wasn't. Like, we will tell you when it was filmed there. So but where they take the shot over boats in on the shot over river in Queenstown, they did actually film Lord of the Rings there. And so you're going through on this really fast boat through these canyon area and doing spins and things. It's very fun. One of my friends, while we were there, skydived. She didn't want to go skiing, wasn't it, you know, adventurous enough for her that day, so she decided to go skydiving. And there's bungee jumping there. And there's a wonderful restaurant. I want to say it's called the Skyline Restaurant. So you get a cable car up there from Queenstown itself, and then you have this epic view over the mountains and the lakes and the area. And then there's like bungee jumping. So you just like have a bit of dinner, watch a traditional Māori show, and then bungee jump.
That's cool.
Yeah. But the one thing I wish I'd done and I didn't do my last trip, I think there was a good reason actually. I'd broken my back 9 months before. So it's like, probably shouldn't be hanging by my legs on a rope. I wanted to do the canyon swing. That would have been really cool. So they push you off a ledge or you jump or do other tricksy ways and you just swing in a giant canyon.
Yeah, I'd like to do that, something like that.
Yeah.
Have you been skydiving before?
I have. I actually found my skydiving DVD today. I went when I was 18 in Wollongong.
Wow.
So I didn't do the skydiving because I had done it before. I would do it again, but I want to do it. There's a few, very few places in the world where you can do it into the water. I'd like to do it into the water. Very low, shallow water, because the reason they don't generally do it onto the water is because having a parachute is dangerous. Parachute in the water is dangerous. You could drown.
Did you know, Emma, that the kiwi fruit is native to China, but it was named after the bird, the kiwi?
I did not. I know the kiwi bird, but the kiwi fruit is very popular on the dessert pavlova, and it has long been debated who created the pavlova. Is it an Australian dessert or a New Zealand dessert?
If there's kiwis on it, it might be Chinese.
There you go. Everyone, the problem is
what you get. If you can't stop arguing, I'm going to decide it for you, Australia and New Zealand.
Ha-ha. No, but pavlova is delicious. Kiwi fruits are delicious. You know what? Did you ever try feijoa?
Feijoa? What's that?
It looks kind of like a passion fruit sort of shape, and it's like a dark fruit.
Don't think so.
It tastes very strong. And there's a really awesome vodka from New Zealand called 42 Below. 42 Below being that's their like their longitude or latitude?
Longitude, I think.
Yeah. So anyway, they've got really cool, very uniquely New Zealand flavours like Manuka honey, which is really mm-hmm. yummy. Should try. And they had, Feijoa, and it basically tastes like Dettol.
Oh, it sounds nice.
Or like, I like Dr. Pepper, so I like medicine-y type tasting things. So
yeah, me too.
It's kind of got that flavor, and it's very nice with cloudy apple or with lemonade. I do know this because I worked on a promotional campaign at the International Airport for 42 Below, serving vodka at 7 a.m. in the morning to people.
Actually,
responsibly.
I have fond memories of like weird hour drinking at airports internationally. Like, hello, sir. It's 3 a.m. where you came from and you haven't slept for a day. Would you like, some scotch? Damn right I would.
Yes, I would. Yes, that was my favorite line. It's, who go, it's 8 o'clock in the morning. I was like, it's 5 o'clock somewhere. You're on international time now. You're in my time.
That's right. That's right. Maybe one more interesting fact for you.
Yes.
Do you know Sir Edmund Hillary?
I not personally, but of, yes.
Not personally, yes. He's the first to climb Mount Everest to the top.
He was.
And he's from New Zealand.
He is.
There you go.
It's a wonderful, yes, very wonderful achievement. I learned a lot about Mr. Edmund Hillary when I was in Nepal. It's not surprising because people from New Zealand are just, very adventurous. You will find, despite being a very small country with not the biggest population, is it like, the population's like four, I want to say 4 or 5 million?
Four. The population is four.
4 million. But they're everywhere.
No, it's almost 5 million.
Yeah, but they're everywhere. And like in England, when I was doing my sort of gap year-y thing, us Antipodeans, which is Australians, Kiwis and South Africans, would stick together.
Why is it called Antipodean?
I don't know. I knew it was a term for us, but maybe it means people from this region of the world who are English origins.
Antipodean. Antipodean?
Antipodean.
Antipodean. Antipodes. In geography, the antipode of any spot on Earth is the point on Earth's surface diametrically opposite to it. Aha!
Yeah, so we are on the opposite side of the world to them, so we were Antipodeans. Anywho, it's how we refer to ourselves.
South Africa is not...
We just grouped them in. We adopted them.
Kiwis,
Saffas and Aussies sort of stuck together. But, yeah, good travellers. You'll find them most places. We were in Iceland, ended up on a diving trip with two people from New Zealand, stayed in a hostel in Spain. There's a guy from New Zealand. My friend's living in America. His boss is from New Zealand.
They're like the Irish of the South.
Yeah, but to be fair, Australians spread as well. So, I absolutely can't wait to get back. If things continue with this COVID world, we are hoping for a trans-Tasman bubble, and they're very, very close to it happening. I think New Zealand's going to be allowed to come to a couple of states in Australia from like in a fortnight, and then they want to open it up so that Australians might start going to New Zealand.
So there's a little bit of tourism happening.
Trying to. Mm. I mean, it's not even just tourism. There's a lot of people from New Zealand. New Zealand and Australia have a visa agreement that you can live in either. Right. I think the Australians have a bit stricter on us than they have on them because there's a lot more of us. But so there's a lot, especially where I live in the Gold Coast, there's a lot of people from New Zealand. So there's a lot of families that can't see each other at the moment, as with a lot in the world, but there is a particular sort of a lot of New Zealand people living here. And so it would be nice to have that little, and it would be great to see Australians and Kiwis exploring each other's backyards. But I would go there any time. I would love to, I would definitely want to, Nelson, there's a place called Nelson. I've heard it's really, really lovely. Bay of Islands. So I just have not explored much past Auckland. Oh, I haven't explored past Auckland, so I would am really keen to get there, and I would just go on a ski trip there any day to New Zealand.
Yeah, I want to see the Lord of the Rings stuff. And we almost went on that last trip, but we were just so busy with the ship. And didn't get a chance, but still had an amazing time and a grand adventure sailing across the Tasman.
So any other top tips for someone visiting New Zealand?
Just go. It's a very welcoming place. It's very beautiful. People are lovely. The food is good. Though it is a bit chilly, but, you know, there's no bad weather, just inappropriate clothes.
Yeah, I'd love to do some trekking there, like around the Milford Sound. The Milford treks are really amazing.
Oh, yeah.
We stayed in this beautiful place called Tianao. Some of the places are quite, you know, really good at practice pronunciation, but just stunning lakes all around. I remember going past, I want to say Kaikoura, which is on the coast. Right. We will put all this in the show notes and I will get it right. Where there were seals on the rocks, and we were looking at all these, we're like, there's heaps of rocks down there, and they're like, oh, they're seals.
Yeah.
Those rocks are wriggling around. So lots of beautiful natural scenes to enjoy.
Yeah, fascinating wildlife as well, lots of unique wildlife. It's good.
Yeah. And my other top tip was pineapple lumps. I love they're these sweets over there. They're chocolate coated pineapple lumps. There's no pineapple in them. It might be like 1% juice if there is.
And are they at the factory? Flavored. They have a pineapple sitting there at the door, and so everything. At least they've seen a pineapple. That's the closest they're going to get.
But they're like a really sort of thick marshmallowy type texture, coated in chocolate. And they are delicious.
What's the other one? There's some like a honeycomb ice cream that they all go bananas for.
Hokey Pokey.
Hokey Pokey, that's it.
But there's a particular brand of ice cream that's like something that they grew up with. And I remember having it at a local really little shop. And they had ice cream cabinet out the front, and you had to have it done. The other thing to try would be LNP.
LNP.
The lemonade. So it's a brand of drink, and it's just like a really sweet to me lemonade. But it's one of those things that people from New Zealand, when they go away, miss. And so we've got a local shop here which has like foods from Fiji and some of the local islands, like New Zealand. And one of the, there's just little like New Zealand area, and they've got these packets of chips, and I don't know the brand, but they've got penguins on the front pack of the packet, and I know that that's also a favorite there. Just a few. Otherwise, you got to have fish and chips, just so that you can say it.
Fish and chips.
The people say it.
Definitely. That's a wonderful place to visit. Highly recommend it as soon as it's possible again.
So we'd love to hear your tips as well. So please. Make sure you write to us, send us an email on info@lovelytravels.com. Love to hear about your experiences. Join the Facebook group for a chat. That is the Lovely Travels group. We, as of this week, very exciting. Please head on over and give us a like. We have the Lovely Travels Facebook page. So that's fun.
We didn't have that before.
We didn't. It's a new thing.
All right.
Join us on Instagram. You can guess it. It's Lovely Travels. And if you want to learn a bit more about us, head on over to the website. It is www.lovelytravels.com. Apparently, according to Michael McIntyre, I don't need to say the www, but I like to. So just in case
you forgot which W's you need to press, how often?
Three of them. And then the full stop.
That's right.
For the first time.
So https://www.lovelytravels.com.
Don't tease me out for my old ladiness. All right, we're going to go. Thank you. And
thanks, everyone.
Happy travels. See you next time.
Bye-bye. Bye.